Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
World changes, amen. So listen, put your hand on the chest, whatever you say, and say, confess it with me. I've got a book called The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality, amen. So when it comes to words, I'm very particular about the words that I speak out of my mouth. I've been training my kids since they were babies. They're big people now, and I always tell them, be careful what comes out of your mouth. Be careful what you speak over your life, what you speak over your marriage, your friends, your family, your finances, your health, your future, your destiny. Be careful what you speak, what comes out of your mouth, amen. I believe in declarations. Jesus looked at a man and a fig tree, and he said, listen, let no more fruit grow from you henceforth, even forevermore. And the Bible says, presently, at that very present time that the words left his mouth, amen, the fig tree started to wither. So you got to be careful what you speak over your children, what you speak over your husband, what you speak over your wife, over your marriage, over your ministry, what's going on in your life. Don't speak what you see. Why am I going here so quickly? Don't speak what you see. Speak the word of God, amen. Let me turn down the music underneath me. Is it too loud? Don't speak what you see. If you speak what you see, you have what you see and nothing will change. But when you see certain things and you want it to change, speak God's word over it. Speak the favor of God. Speak the blessing of God. Speak God's word over your situation. I'm going to say that again. Speak God's word over your situation. As I was young, and they used to see my son do certain things, say, you don't listen, man, you don't listen. And then I had to catch myself. Say, if you keep telling the child he don't listen, what's going to happen? He's not going to listen. So we've got to be careful what we speak over our children, amen. I don't care if they're not saved. You speak to them. You're a man of God. You're going to serve the Lord. Hello, preacher. Hello, pastor. You lay hands on his pillow. Lay hands on the pillow. I don't care where they are, what they're doing, amen. You call those things that be not as though they were. I'm going to say that again. You call those things that be not as though they were. I'm kind of shooting ahead of myself, amen. But I just want to encourage someone, because if someone has a problem with the little member that's just above their nose and just above their chin, it's called the mouth. Yes, I'm going to say it again. Some of us have a big problem with the little member that's just below our nose and just above our chin. It's called our mouth. It's the mouth that's getting us in trouble. We've got to be careful what we are speaking. We've got to be careful what we are saying. The children of Israel did not enter into the promise of God because they murmured and they complained and they did not believe God. The Bible says he heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. The Bible says that 10 brought back a negative report and 2 believed God. And out of the negative report, the Bible says that they murmured and complained and said, God brought us out here to kill us, to murder us. Amen. Wasn't it better that it was in Egypt when we were slaves? Come on. Wasn't it better when we were slaves, when we had the garlics and the leeks? And listen to me, God heard their murmuring. And because of that, the word murmuring in Hebrew simply means to spend another night. And many people are going around in circles and they don't realize that the problem lies within them. The problem lies within you, with what you are saying about yourself, about your church. Maybe the reason your church is not growing because you keep tearing down the pastor and tearing down the preaching and tearing down this and tearing down this person, tearing down the brother and tearing down the sister. And people realize, and when you look at certain things, we realize this is why there's no change. So we've got to be careful. Instead of murmuring about the thing, pray about the thing. I'm going to say that again. Instead of murmuring about the thing, why don't we learn to pray about the thing? When we see a problem, don't complain about it. Anybody complain about it, get on their phone and tell sister so-and-so and brother so-and-so, oh, look at this, and oh, this is bad, and oh, this is bad. No, get together with your brother, get together with your sister, and if you're not the cause, you say, listen to me, let's pray about it. Why don't we just come together and pray about it? Oh, my son needs saving, or my daughter needs saving. Don't talk about people's children. Pray for people's children, amen. Don't, if you know people's got problem in their marriage, you going and talking about the people's marriage isn't helping the people's marriage. Go and pray for the people's marriage. When you fast for the people's marriage, say, I'm going to take out an Esther fast because I want to see changes in the life of my brother and my sister. I want to see changes in the life of my bishop and my pastor. I want to see changes in the life, amen, of the usher. I want to see changes in the life of that single woman that you know is a good woman that deserves a good husband, amen, and can't see no one to marry. I want to see changes. Why don't we fast and pray? Why don't we come together, amen, and say, we're going to pray for this sister. We're going to pray for that brother that is not working and has not been working for the last 6 months. Not that he hasn't been looking. Not that he hasn't got the qualifications. He just can't seem to find a job. Let's come together and break that stronghold and break That spirit is trying to hinder him from prospering and hinder him from going forward and, amen, and finding his destiny and doing what God has called him to do. Why don't we learn to pray instead of murmuring? The Bible says in James chapter 3, I believe, that the tongue is a little member, but a world of iniquity. So we've got to be careful. What does it say? Let me go to the scripture. Kevin, you're going on too fast. Learn to slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down, man of God. Slow down, slow down. Holy Ghost, we welcome you and we bless you. Amen.
Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.